CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump did what he vowed he'd do, issuing pardons or commutations for most of the 1,600 people charged in the 2021 Capitol attack. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Those who are currently in jail will be getting out of jail if they haven't already. For example, there were two brothers who were just sentenced on Friday to 2.5 years in prison for assaulting police officers. They have already, as of last night, been released from the D.C. jail.
Marco Rubio, sworn in this morning as the new Secretary of State, deflected comment on the Trump action on CBS Mornings.
I used to be a United States Senator until midnight last night, and that's what I'm thinking, is I work for Donald J. Trump, the new President of the United States, the 47th President, who has a clear mandate to reorient our foreign policy.
CBS's Cammy McCormick.
As Rubio gets down to work at the State Department, many around the world are still reeling from Trump's first actions in office, like withdrawing from the World Health Organization.
We hope the United States will reconsider.
And Trump suspended U.S. foreign assistance programs until they're reviewed.
It's a transformational moment. The United States, I think, is now, as President Trump pointed out last night, and I believe deeply, we are headed into a new era that I think will make the world a safer place.
Many Israelis are hopeful.
Who knows? Maybe he will be the one who will bring peace to the Middle East.
Greenland's prime minister said today, we do not want to be Americans. Trump expressed optimism yesterday that Denmark would sell the territory to the U.S. And Canada's prime minister Trudeau has just vowed a strong response if Trump slaps 25% tariffs on Canadian imports. Confirmation hearing today for New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, the Trump choice to be the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
If confirmed, I stand ready to implement President Trump's mandate from the American people to deliver America first, peace through strength, national security leadership on the world stage.
She has called for cutting what the U.S. pays to the U.N. Well, there's bitter cold in much of the country, with temperatures in the upper Midwest below zero. In parts of the deep south, there is snow, including Houston. That's where we find CBS's Janet Shamlian.
The Texas Department of Transportation is moving things like salt trucks and plows, heavy equipment, into places like Houston. And the Houston mayor is asking people to just stay home today. Preemptively, both the airports here, Bush and Hobby, closed at midnight. They will not reopen again until Wednesday, disrupting the plans of thousands of travelers.
A blizzard warning is up for that area and southwestern Louisiana. Checking Wall Street's, right now the Dow is up 335 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 9 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. We've got extreme cold with widespread school closures in Racine and Kenosha. The National Weather Service is warning of wind chills hitting 30 below. Warming centers are available through the area. You can call 211 to find the nearest to you. A relative warm-up is coming, the latest in the forecast. Due to the extreme cold, City of Racine Department of Public Works is not collecting garbage today. The city has an updated collection calendar available on their website. It's a 20-year prison sentence for Elia Olson. The now 17-year-old was convicted of shooting his then 14-year-old girlfriend 3 times in the head back in 2023. The victim survived and plans to graduate high school next year. And a nearby wildlife area is getting back to normal. Milwaukee County Parks has secured funding to restore 90 acres of agricultural land near the Root River Parkway in Franklin. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks head to the Big Easy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are headed to New Orleans to play the Pelicans tomorrow night. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. Milwaukee's won 7 of the last 8 games. After a 4-game home stretch, they now head out with 5 of the next 6 games on the road. In college hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers play UCLA tonight in Los Angeles. Wisconsin now ranked 18th in the nation after beating USC over the weekend. Marquette has dropped in the AP Top 25 from 7th to 10th. Tonight they face Seton Hall. Head coach Shaka Smart on how to help Cameron Jones get going.
I need to spend some time with him and rub his temples because, you know, listen, this Cam Jones, man, this guy's out of this world. But he's also a human being. He's, you know, feeling a lot of pressure, I would imagine. He hasn't verbalized that, and he's been great in practice, and he's been an A-plus teammate. But, man, there's just a lot expected of him on his shoulders. And I think right now when he rises up from outside, outside. He's feeling the weight of some of that.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Dangerously cold, with wind chills 30 to 20 below, warming up this afternoon to feeling 20 to 15 below. As temperatures climb throughout the evening and overnight, we will climb above zero by early tomorrow morning. Light snow moves in late, less than an inch expected. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 4 below.
WRJN. Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. Miranda, you look so fine, and I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help Miranda, help me get her out of my heart. Help Miranda, help, help me, Miranda. Help Miranda, help, help me, Miranda. Help Miranda, help, help me, Miranda. Help Miranda, help, help me, Miranda.
Hits WRJN. It's Ice Week. Stories about ice in some way, shape, or form with Paul Harvey's rest of the story. 12:05.
Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Celia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, to come home. Celia,
I'm Memorial Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Pretty woman walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman,
And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's a little chilly today. And on the subject of chili, the downtown Racine Chili Ice Walk is coming up. See what I did there? 10 locations serving chili. There'll be ice sculpting, things for the kids to do. It's happening February 22nd, a month from now. Downtown Racine from noon until 4. Details as we get a little closer to the event. Keep listening for those on WRJN.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their tiramisu kringle. Introduced a couple of years ago, tiramisu kringle has become an instant hit. It has a coffee-infused cake-based filling with a layer of O&H's mascarpone-style cheese. It's topped with creamy icing and sprinkled with cocoa powder. Be sure to pick up one this week for your family to enjoy. Tiramisu kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Fools rush in,
Hits WRJN. They say that the eyes are the windows to the soul, and she's got temptation eyes. Well, WRJN.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mind. She's no one's lover tonight. With me, she'll be.
pretty unbelievable story, but true, because Paul Harvey told us so, or will at 12:05 with the rest of the story here on WRJN. Let's get you up to speed now on what's happening right now. From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, here's Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you've got something to do today, make sure it's still happening. Racine and Kenosha Unified Schools, with many others, are closed today due to the freeze. The National Weather Service has an extreme cold warning running, with wind chills hitting 30 below. It'll be warm enough for snow tomorrow, with a warm up to the 20s later in the week. Warming centers are still running in the area. Call 211 to find the closest to you. Most community centers, libraries, and government buildings are designated sites. The latest is coming up in the forecast. A reminder in Racine about cold weather trash collection. Due to the cold, City of Racine DPW crews aren't out getting garbage today. That means your trash day is pushed back. The city has an updated collection calendar on their website. It's 2 decades in prison for the Racine youth that shot his 14-year-old girlfriend 2 years ago. Elia Olson, now 17, got a 20-year prison sentence for shooting his then 14-year-old girlfriend 3 times in the head. The attack near the train tracks was described by prosecutors as a, quote, premeditated planned execution. The victim survived. She has plans to graduate high school next year. 2 ambulances were called for a head-on crash last night in Racine. It happened on 16th north of Hanschel Park at around 5:30. Racine first responders got there to find one person unconscious in one of the vehicles involved. We're working on learning more. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Dangerously cold, with wind chills 30 to 20 below, warming up this afternoon to feeling 20 to 15 below. As temperatures climb throughout the evening and overnight, we will climb above zero by early tomorrow morning. Light snow moves in late, less than an inch expected. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 2 degrees below zero.
bunch of nice guys, these guys, the Buckinghams. Met them on several occasions, and they're just Midwest nice. WRJN.
If you don't love me, why don't you tell me? Instead of running around with all the other guys in town, can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you?
Vintage Stevie Wonder on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Vintage Paul Harvey, the rest of the story. It's Ice Week. Hear another ice story at 12:05.
All the leaves are fine. fix, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves, my baby loves love and charm.
WRJN.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play.
WRJN, specializing in local news and timeless hits.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
WRJN.
Yes to one and let the other one ride. There's so many changes.
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Nowhere to run, but why would you want to be outside in the first place today?
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Got nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. It's not love I'm running from. It's the heartbreak I know when it comes. Cause I know you're looking for me. But you become a part of me. Everywhere I go, your face I see. Every step I take, you take.
This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The leaders of two extremist groups are among those who've been freed today in the wake of the Capitol attack pardons issued by President Trump. Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio were convicted of seditious conspiracy. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
We anticipate that throughout the day today, more of them will be released because they are all now supposed to be going free, their slates wiped clean.
Former Metro Police Officer Michael Fanone, who lost consciousness and suffered a heart attack after an attacker shocked him with a stun gun during the riot, tells CBS News.
I can assure you that these individuals will go on to commit acts of violence. The American people own this decision.
The Trump administration has ousted the Coast Guard's top admiral, Linda Fagan, who in 2022 became the first woman to lead a branch of the U.S. military. President Trump vowed today on social media to fire more than 1,000 presidential appointees who are, quote, not aligned with our vision. Elise Stefanik, the Trump choice to be U.S. ambassador to the U.N., is before a Senate committee considering her nomination.
With hostages, including Americans, still held in Hamas's captivity, to national security challenges ranging from China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran, it has never been more critical for the United States to lead with strength and moral clarity.
Marco Rubio.